Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterville Show, and I am thrilled to start the program off with our very good friend, way, way, way over there in Warsaw. Breaking Brett Jensen joins us on the line. Hello, Brett Jensen. Good to have you back.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
So tell me a little bit about your journey out of Ukraine. We've been certainly keeping up with you throughout your travels and your air raids and that sort of stuff. But tell us a little bit about the effort you had to make to get out and to make it over to Warsaw and continue on this trek, my friend.
So my original bus ride home was canceled, or I should say out of Ukraine was canceled. I think it's Friday, if I'm not mistaken. It was canceled Friday. So Friday night, I went and got a ticket and bought a train ticket. And it was the only train leaving between Friday and to Wednesday, or excuse me, Tuesday. The only train between Friday and Tuesday. And it left at 11 p.m. my time last night. So I get there, and it's a sleeper car, which means it's four people per little cabin, and you know, two bottom bunks and two top bunks, and the what you're sleeping on is literal vinyl, just like from the 1970s and 80s cars, where if you were hot, you stuck to the seat.
No,
exactly. Oh yeah, and then they give you some, you know, linen, you know, for a pillow that was from Joseph Stalin's time.
Oh gosh,
and so you put over a clean, but it was clean linen and sheets and stuff.
Sure,
and you put it in there, and, you know, I here's one thing that I've learned. Like, and Brett, you understand this, and everyone knows this. Even the people who haven't been to Europe understand that ice isn't, like, a big thing over here. Like, you know, lukewarm beer,
yeah,
you know, maybe just a slight chill beer, whatever. I mean, that's just the way it is here. So that's the way they sleep, too, and it was warm. And so there were four of us in this little sleeper cabin. I was concerned who was going to be my roommates. Turned out to be three ladies, two in their 20s and one in their 40s, and you know, thankfully there wasn't any snoring or anything going on. Although the 40-year-old was maybe the loudest human being on planet.
Every oh my gosh, yeah.
She's an open mouth breather, and so like everything was like when the doctor asks you to take deep breaths when he's got the stethoscope to your chest. That's the way she breathed, and then. She was a loud chewer and a loud drinker.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what are you going?
And then she's checking, like, her Instagram or text messages at, like, 3 in the morning. But instead of having the light on dim, she's got it on, like, flashlight bright. And so it was just like, what are we doing here? But I got a little bit of sleep last night, not a lot. We spent, instead of 5.5 hours at the border, this time we spent about four and a half hours at the border. Get through. And then I immediately had to buy a train ticket to Warsaw from this tiny little town called Chelm, C-H-E-L-M. And I get the train ticket. They're sold out.
Wow.
And I'm like starting to panic a little bit. But what they do here is, okay, yeah, we're sold out. We're just sold out of seats. If you don't mind standing for 3.5 hours,
there you go.
At it.
Stand. That's right.
And so I bought essentially for the exact same price as everyone else, a standing room only ticket. So I got to sit for the first hour, and then the last 2 hours I had to stand.
They have like a bar car you could go hang out in?
Oh God, no. Oh God, no.
Wow.
No. This is like a cattle car. No.
Okay, so here's the question I have for you. These three nice ladies that you were in the in the room with, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you don't know them before the trip. Do you get to know them like along the ride, or is everybody kind of got earbuds in and everybody's ignoring each other?
Well, when we first got there and we were all awake and the adrenaline and the excitement of meeting new people, and so I said, hey, at our first stop, I don't know if it's in 30 minutes or an hour. I don't know how long the first stop is. I said, but hey, because we had five stops just to get to Kelm. I said, hey, at our first stop, I'll go out and buy some wine. I got a lot of movies downloaded on my laptop, and we can watch Netflix. If you guys want to do that, I'll go buy some wine. Like I offered it for all four ladies.
And what'd they say?
And two said yes. The old lady, the older lady, I should say, said no. And then by the time we got to our first stop, it was so late. I mean, it was like almost like an hour and a half, 2 hours before we got to our first stop. And by that point, everyone had checked out, including me. So,
wow. Why wouldn't you purchase wine on the way to the train? Like, why would you wait?
Well, because I didn't know if I was going to have some 300-pound Ukrainian man who lives on a diet of cabbage and potatoes.
You know? Well, he probably would enjoy the wine as well and would, you know, be a man of nice comfort with you.
Well, I can tell you this. The thing that I was most excited about, this really was a concern of mine, I was really concerned that there would be a toilet inside our room.
Oh, no.
And the damage that could be done, and thank God there wasn't, so...
Okay, this is fascinating, and the thing that is most fascinating, I've traveled fairly extensively on trains over in the European Union and beyond. The thing that is striking to me is how you can be in the middle of a war zone in Ukraine, and then take a train, and you're now in Kelm in Poland, and it's like. Yep. It's such a metaphor for the world we live in right now, where it's like, hey, let's go see the war on Friday, and then you come back. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's what is so odd about the way the world is right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to get in and out. It's you know, and yeah. I will say this. I mean, yes, I mean, if you know, just about anyone can get there, especially if you've got an Eastern European passport, they'll let you in. Especially the EU, but you know that's the thing is that you know it took me a 21-hour bus ride to get there, and a 19-hour train ride to get to Warsaw, and so you know, and my layover in Kelm was only about 30 minutes.
Were these people who were coming out, were they Poles or were they Ukrainians?
See, the older lady in my bunk in my cabin, the older lady was Pole, and the two younger ladies were Ukraine. But they had packed like they weren't going back for 7 months.
Gotcha.
Like,
yeah,
they was like Brett. I'm not joking. I made a joke to the one that was like laying below me underneath because I had the top bunk. I said that's the largest suitcase I've ever seen, Brett. It was so large it wouldn't fit under the bed. It had to sit in the aisle, the center aisle.
Because yeah.
It was so I've never seen a suitcase that big before.
That's wild.
And these two girls just packed everything in, and it looked like they were not going back anytime soon.
They may have had a third person in that one.
Man, well, I mean, you know, but the Polish border guard who
are they nice?
Like, gave me the business. Yeah, they gave me the business pretty good today. They I don't know how the Polish. So we go through the Ukrainian army at the guard, and everything's fine, no big deal, because it's the Polish guard that's slowing everything down.
Yeah,
where trucks are waiting days on end to get into Ukraine with goods and supplies. All of a sudden, a Polish army person comes up in our cabin, doesn't speak to anyone else, only me, and says, American journalist?
Interesting. Wow. Very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And they were acting. They wanted to know why I was in Kyiv, why I was leaving, how long I was there. They couldn't find that I had gotten initially stamped to go into Ukraine. I had to show them where they actually stamped me, Poland and Ukraine. Like, it was a whole thing.
Wow. All right, Brett Jensen, we appreciate you filling us in on this trip. I'm glad you made it out alive, and it sounds to me like you made some good friendships with three nice ladies who you can stay in touch with on both Facebook, Twitter, or maybe Insta. I appreciate you.
I don't even know their names. So
just. Wow. Elite Americans.
One of them's name was Alana. I think that's...
Wow. Okay. Well, no pen paling for you then, I guess. Okay. Breaking Brett Jensen, stay safe. I appreciate you, man.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.